Joining me live over the phone is Charlotte Black, director of the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. Charlotte, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing really great. Thanks, Duke.
Hey, well, I appreciate you joining us once a month to give us an update on the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce and what's going on. And I know that the light parade has kind of been a hit or miss, go or no go situation, but it sounds like it's on. Light parade this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, it is. It'll be this Friday. So here in a couple of days, we're doing our lineup at 5:30 and our parade will start at 6. It was kind of a resurrected from the dead, as we're calling it. It was put in the boneyard for December 5th. I didn't have very many float registrations, and so I didn't want to waste anybody's time. And then the community just realized they missed the light parade. So we got a lot of phone calls, a lot of Facebook requests, and we said, hey, let's just do it. We need something to look forward to. So we are moving forward. Those registrations, I'll take all the way up until Friday morning, and even if you decide at the last minute to bring a float, just bring it down and find a chamber member, and we'll put you on the list. I think it'll be a great event.
Perfect. And so it's on the Lyman Parade route, correct?
It is. It will start over there by the Homestead Village and end at the rodeo grounds, just their typical parade route over there. We are encouraging people to maybe toss things a little bit closer to the sidewalks. If they want to walk along and hand out, you know, hot cocoa and such, we will be doing that as well. It's kind of a dangerous setup with it being dark, but everybody's really careful, and we've always had a great turnout for spectators at that event.
Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce joining us this morning. Well, happy to hear it's moving forward. Anything else on the light parade you wanted to mention?
Just a reminder that this is a free event. This isn't cost anything to register. It's fairly easy to put together. I just like to have the contact name and the message that you would like to give to the community as your float goes by. And that can be given to me through email. You can find me in Facebook and send me a message. You can email me from the Bridger Valley Electric Association web email, which is the BVEA. You can text me from our phone number. You can leave me a message. You can call me. There's just so many ways to register, and just hoping that we've got quite a few floats, and I'm hoping to just flood the town with lights that night. So it'll be a great time.
Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce Light Parade. It's this Friday, begins at 6:00. Register in advance if you're able to, and line up on the Lyman Parade route as we speak with Charlotte Black from the Bridger Valley Chamber this morning. Anything else happening during the holiday season with the Chamber?
Not with the Chamber. I went to our Facebook feed just to look to see what we had going on with our businesses, and just something fun and for the kids. The UNA Drug and Pharmacy there in Kimmer and in UNA County here, they're doing a Merry and Bright coloring contest between December 15th and December 23rd. So if you got some kids or people who enjoy coloring, if they want to join that, they can pick up their thing there at the UNA Drug and Pharmacy.
Perfect. Again, that's Charlotte Black with the Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce. Charlotte, as always, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
You as well. That's Bridger Valley Chamber of Commerce and Charlotte Black joining us as we touch base with our local chambers on a monthly basis, including the Bridger Valley, the Kemmer, Diamondville, and Star Valley area chambers of commerce. It's all part of the weekday wake up live on the SVI Radio Network.